This is episode 2224 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of our series we're exploring. We are exploring the theme of how to manage top stressors. These are stressful situations or events you find yourself in at one time or another in your life. In this week's series, you're exploring a different top stressor in each episode, and you're guided using a meditation technique to help you manage that top stressor. I wonder how you're doing with your challenge this week. You have a weekly challenge, and that is to go on an opportunity quest where you are encouraged to look for the opportunities within your stressful situations. This might seem like it's impossible for some situations, but you will find that when you look for opportunities the stress actually created, you may be very surprised. Most stressful situations cause us to feel ungrounded, as though we lost a part of who we are. So you seek to find the balance, and this usually leads you on a journey, whether it's a journey you chose or not, but it's a journey where you learn a lot about yourself and about your life. In today's episode, you are going to explore how to handle relationships that may end, or difficult relationships. Maybe you are going through or have gone through a divorce, or maybe you're having a difficult relationship with a child or a spouse or a friend or parent or whoever it might be. You're going to be guided using a breathing technique to help you calm down in the moment. Relationship stress is one of the most powerful stressors out there. One of your fellow meditators reached out to me on Instagram, which I encourage you to do as well, my Sip and Om Instagram account there. I'd love to hear about stress you might be experiencing, or even maybe how meditation has helped you manage that stress. Well, I had someone reach out and tell me that she was experiencing a lot of relationship stress, and she wondered if I knew of any counselors, relationship counselors. And I thought I would ask you if you know of any good relationship counselors, or you might be a relationship counselor. Just reach out to me on Instagram and I would be happy to share your information. We are all here meditating together, and I love to share your stories with each other so that you can feel as though you're not so alone these days as we continue along in a pandemic. So as you get ready to meditate, I invite you to settle yourself down and make yourself comfortable. And I'm going to share with you a little from an article from psychcentral.com. It's called How Couples Can Help Each Other De-Stress and Improve Their Relationship. It's an article written by Margarita Tartakovsky. And in this article, she interviews a relationship counselor named Judy Ford, who wrote a book called Everyday Love: The Delicate Art of Caring for Each Other. And I thought there were some really excellent, simple suggestions that I thought I would share with you. I'll share just a few with you. She goes on to mention many more in her article. But she starts with the importance of, first of all, recognizing your stress symptoms. She says that couples often become so accustomed to unchecked stress that they barely recognize and often overlook the destructive ramifications. So consider right now, how do you know when you or your partner is stressed? You may not be in a romantic relationship. How do you recognize when you are feeling stressed, or when a friend or another loved one is stressed? Now consider what you have noticed about yourself or a loved one with what she explains usually happens when people in a relationship are stressed. One or both partners are snappy, cranky, withdrawn, moody, pouty, teary, ornery, angry, restless, hyper, agitated, or overly excited. She also mentions one or both partners are self-medicating with drugs, alcohol, food, etc. These are symptoms of that unchecked stress. Next, she recommends approaching your partner. When you see signs of stress, ask your partner what's going on. You could say compassionately, "Are you having a difficult day? Tell me all about it." If you are alone, you could call someone you're close to and talk to them about your stress, or you could journal about it. She says to listen. We want our partner to understand, and when we are listened to, we feel cared for. Simply listen to your partner. And she shares comfort first. Comfort each other first and problem solve second. That's because your partner might be looking for stress and relief rather than a nitty-gritty brainstorming session. Just hugging and gently touching your partner can provide that relief. Think about what you need for comfort yourself. If you're alone, she recommends creating comfort rituals. What is a comfort ritual you could create with your loved one or with yourself? Maybe walk in nature. Maybe journal or meditate. Something that helps you to feel grounded. On your next breath, I invite you to inhale through your nose gently and evenly, sitting up straight, your eyes closed and gently uplifted. And as you pause your breath between the inhale and exhale, try to hold your breath a little longer with each breath. When it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing your breath gently and evenly. On your next breath, inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. And as you pause between the inhale and exhale, draw your pause out a little bit longer. When it feels right, gently exhale through your nose. You may continue this breath, again drawing out the pause between the inhale and exhale, just a little bit longer with each breath. Allow yourself at some point to simply sit in stillness. This is true meditation, allowing yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.